mash some of that food over there, Keith?
I certainly am.
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm a big fan of when food gets dropped off at the station.
Yeah.
It's probably no better feeling than seeing like a whole table full of food.
Okay,
when you walk
it is.
In.
What is it? I see sausage.
Yeah, so I grabbed some lobster roll already, but I didn't grab all of it.
Wait a minute,
so like,
wait
I'm
a
not
minute.
A hog.
Yeah, you did grab it. I didn't even see that.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to get my germs on everything, so I figured I'd take that away
that's
from
what
that.
That's what it was?
Yeah, yeah. So if Billy and Nick want to come in, they can, but there's steak tips, there's steak bombs.
Keith licked that one in the corner. He's like, mine.
Don't touch
mine.
Those.
He's touched everything to claim it.
Couple sausages over there, fries. I mean, it's the works. It's the absolute works. Like, what a way to end the week. On the first Jones and Keefe week on WBEI.
Oh, my God.
What a thrill.
I mean, it really is. So I see sausage.
Tarp's working on it. Let me move my big head so you can sort of see it.
Oh, yeah. Look, a steak bomb, which I heard Wiggy talking about, the steak bomb.
Oh, there you go.
There's it's a bit of a long tease, but some deep fried ranch. We're gonna get into that later on in the program.
We're gonna try the deep fried ranch live on air, which is good because I've never had it before.
Me neither.
I feel like
I never even heard of it until this morning.
Those are three things I like: ranch, fried, deep. So I'm all in on that. That'll be good.
I can't.
Bill, you going to try that too?
I can't wait.
Is there enough for
you? Yeah. There's
three of them?
There's three, but they're large. So we could certainly portion them out.
Love
unless,
it.
I don't know which ones you called dibs on
Sorry.
Earlier.
Tarp, I don't know what camera you're using because it's just all my face right now. Just fat key face right in the middle of that camera.
So this is.
We got double Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You got double Jones now. That's good. I demanded that. That was a request that
Andy Hart,
I put in a while ago.
Andy Hart already thinks I need Awaken 180, and he might not be wrong.
Well,
so if I do a few more of these,
let me tell you this. But this is a discussion on Greg's show today, and it's Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We'll get to the show eventually.
Hello.
But on Greg's show, I heard this discussion. You know, get the shot, do the Ozempic, do this, do that. I feel like this is a free. It's just like a freebie. I feel like it's just a free. It's like, oh, if it gets away from me, because it's gotten away as a former fat, it's gotten away from
me
before
sure it
in
has.
My life. It's happened to me.
Yeah.
It gets away from me a little bit.
It can be seasonal, too, as well. That can happen to you.
Plus, I'm 40 now with a kid. I'm like, I'm teetering anyway where I'm like, should I just let it go?
You don't snap back the way you used to, you know? 40?
No. Should I just let it go?
Yeah.
I got that in my back pocket.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Oh, all of a sudden
it
I got
to get out of jail free.
I got like this affinity for deep fried ranch now.
I'm looking forward to that.
The shot.
When that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently there's a little hot honey on there, right?
I heard there's some hot honey, yeah.
Whew.
Which, what are we going to do?
Have a Friday, us.
Do we have an intern to go get some milk?
I do need a big glass of milk.
You need some milk?
Or that drop? All right, anyway, yes, we'll have to get on that, but I'm excited. So 11:45, we'll be doing that. But in the meantime, I'm going to be picking apart everything else.
Don't you dare miss it at 11:45. Yeah. We're going to be live.
He needs some milk.
Thank you. Nice
We're
going to
be
live taste testing deep fried ranch.
Like, that's the cure-all?
Yeah.
Like, I need some milk.
No, milk's going to get it done.
Some milk.
We'll be live taste testing that. I don't know what time that was made. I don't know how long it keeps for. It was suggested to me that it'll be fine at 11:45.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go with it. But that's fine. I've seen you.
We have a toaster oven.
Yeah, we have a toaster oven. Well, there's got to be a microwave, you know, who knows what's on some of these other floors, all kinds of contraptions.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen you come in, like, eating some of these leftovers from this morning. I've seen you come in at 6
God.
O'clock, and you're like, wait, when was this pizza from?
Night
you're
show
like, yesterday?
Here.
You're like, that's yesterday?
Doesn't
good.
Matter.
Good to go.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I am the WEEI garbage disposal. If there's something out, I'll eat it. Does not matter.
I'm going to tell you, I do, stuff like that doesn't bother me either.
But not a bit of in the slightest.
Bit of a stomach like a steel trap. Like, it can be, like, spoiled.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm good. It's not going to bother me. It can sit out.
My wife's, like, disgusted when I tell her that. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I already ate. She's like, what did you eat? I'm like, I don't know. There was something from, like, the morning show that was, like, left out. She's like, that is.
You know, we came in before Monday Night Football. There were some pizzas left over from, like, you know, the Sunday show yesterday.
And she's always like,
I ate those.
Were they refrigerated? I was like, no. No, they were just out.
Nah, but it's a radio station.
They were out. She's like, did you reheat them? I'm like, I did not do that either.
It'd be okay, but she worked in food service, correct?
She she's surf safe certified or whatever they call it.
Yeah, so she's, you know, real nitpicky about it. It's a radio station. Radio stations are cold.
They are. Yeah, they keep, well, relatively cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're good.
Not refrigerator cold, but cold.
Yeah, so this looks good.
I think it'll keep.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to all your thoughts on everything here today. It's Labor Day weekend. Long
no traffic
weekend.
Today, by the way. Flew into work. Flew into work.
No one works on Fridays, so.
Everybody's off Friday.
Yeah.
And then it's a long weekend Friday.
Yeah.
And yet, somehow, some way, when I get out of here at 2 o'clock, it's going to be jam-packed,
I think?
I think so.
I don't think so.
You think it's going to be smooth sailing
I
home?
Think we're good.
All right.
Well, I mean, you're well, I think
I gotta go. I'm heading north.
I think it's gonna be mostly good. Heading right. north could be a little tough, but I think we're gonna be mostly good. So a lot to get to on the show today, as you can tell. We'll be getting to maybe a little bit of Red Sox, maybe a little bit of Jason Tatum. He's got a new Netflix special. We'll give you some TV movie recommendations coming up for the long weekend. I think people will
damn right.
People will want that.
Yep.
But let's start with the Patriots. Jacoby Brissett now officially your QB1. Which I'm not a fan of.
No.
I think no one's a fan of. You said it properly yesterday, Keith. There are people who are good with managing Drake May.
Yes.
And taking your time with Drake May. There are no Jacoby Brissett people. There's no one who wants to watch Jacoby Brissett.
No, it's all about how they view protecting Drake May, or how do you best make Drake May a great player down the road. That's what everybody sort of is going on. I am surprised there's not a ton of outrage. Right? Like, after the announcement came out yesterday, you know, we had 4 hours to take calls, read Twitter, read text, everything else. I feel like on Twitter, like always.
Big mad.
Always. They're big mad about everything. Yeah. They're pissed about everything. But like the text line and even the Twitch chat and the calls that we took were more, oh, the offensive line's terrible. Like, you can't play it. Like, yeah. People were like resigned to the fact, like, yeah, Jacoby's the guy for right now. But I'm not surprised that this was the move. Like, along throughout camp, all the beat writers are saying, like, all the first team reps going to Jacoby. He started all three preseason games. He was really viewed more so as the starter than Drake May, which I guess I have a question. We all feel like Drake May outperformed Brissett in the games and the last couple of weeks from those hour of practice, right?
100%.
All right. What if Drake May was way better? Like, let's say Drake May was far better than Mayo and Van Pelt and Elliot Wolf and Ben McAdoo, way better than they thought he was. Do you think Brissett still starts week one? Because I feel like if you win the job, you win the job. Like, let's say he won it in a landslide, but the offensive line's in the exact same state that it's in now. Do you think they would have trotted him out there?
No, I mean, not now. I don't think so. I think he could have won. And I don't, from what I saw in the preseason games, it wasn't a sizable gap, but he was better than Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah,
clearly
yeah.
better. He just got to the league. Brissett's been here a decade, so obviously he has much more room for improvement, much more upside. I don't think it was the landslide you're describing, but no.
No,
I think,
it wasn't a landslide.
I think now, looking back on it, even if it were a landslide, it would be Brissett.
So that's sort of my take, too, is like he really did everything he could, because it was rigged, as great analogy Kern had with us earlier in the week about how, yeah, it's a competition like the Globetrotters and the Generals are a competition. So you already know the result. Or even like a WWE match, right? Like, it's predetermined.
How dare you?
Well, look, I know. I'm on the inside on this. I can still enjoy it.
Yeah, how dare
I don't know who's going to win, but they do. The guys in the ring know who's going to win. And I think Jacoby Brissett knew he was going to win. I don't know if they told Drake May. That'd be interesting. You know, his comments yesterday were, I thought, solid, right? Like, he's not, you know, crying about it, but he's also like, well, Jacoby did get all the first team reps.
Yeah, he's
like,
not crying, but he's letting you know, I never really got a fair shake.
How would we know what I look like with the first team if I'm never with the first team? So, yeah, this thing was kind of rigged. In an NFL where rookie quarterbacks play all the time, this draft class, they're all playing, with the exception of him and Penix. And Penix is in sort of a more unique situation than Drake May is. So, yeah, it's it was frustrating to get it confirmed yesterday, but I don't think anybody's all that surprised. But I'm more, I guess, surprised that people are just sort of like resigned to the fact, like, yeah, it's Brissett. Like, I'm not going to get all that bothered by it because the offensive line's bad.
Yeah, so my stance on it is, all right, so it's Jacoby Brissett. And we reacted to it yesterday, and I was surprised as well with Keith. And you can weigh in, 617-779-7937. I'd like to hear a little more Drake May outrage. I was surprised we didn't get as much of it yesterday. It was more what Keith said, measured, this is the right approach, protect the kid at all costs, get Jacoby Brissett in there. I love Jacoby Brissett. It was more of that. So again, phone 617-779-7937. You can text the show 37937. Or interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. My question now is, now what? So it's Brissett. So this is your plan? This is the team.
All season. That's what he said.
And it's the plan for this year, according to Gerard Mayo. He said that multiple times yesterday. So now what? So now am I supposed to be excited?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be interested? Am I supposed to be giving this team a chance? Am I supposed to wait for Drake May until Thanksgiving? Like, what? Like, what am I supposed? So now what? So now it's Jacoby Brissett. This was your big fancy plan.
Yeah.
No offensive line. No established wide receivers. I like the young receivers. No established wide receivers. You were going to try to win games on defense. Guess what? You traded Judon. Barmore probably out for the whole year. So your defense is worse. Now what? The decision's over. Mm-hmm. It was something for fans to look forward to. Now you go with the 10-year veteran that's never been very good, never been a winner. Now what?
Now we're never going to hear Drake May's name again. It's just going to be a season where, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to talk about him every single day. The only way we won't talk about Drake May is if in some crazy land, Jacoby Brissett throws for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and they win. Right? It needs to be like both. They need to win, and he needs to play well for there not to be first question of the press conference, is it time for Drake May? Because you know the fans are going to be screaming for it. You know, week one, they're not at home. But week two, they're at home. Fans are going to be screaming for Drake May. And the schedule's tough. I mean, we both feel like even with Drake May, you're going to lose a ton of games. But with Jacoby Brissett, you're going to lose a ton of games. The offense isn't going to look great. And so every single press conference and interview that Jerod Mayo does, he is still going to be asked about Drake May until he's in there.
So we talked about this a lot late last year. Are you rooting for the Patriots? Are you rooting against the Patriots? Are you rooting for a draft pick? And a lot of fans were real hard asses about it. Like, how can you ever root against your team? How can you do that? How could you ever root against the Patriots?
Like, I would take a high pick. I mean, it's a little bit different than the other sports, I guess, but still.
But this year, like, now that it's Brissett, what are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the
team? I'm rooting for Drake May to play.
But are you okay? So you're rooting for them to lose and get smoked by the Bengals week one? Like what are you rooting for?
It's a weird spot as a fan. I mean, I think it would be I'm going to sort of thread the needle. I'm rooting for them to win, but Jacoby Brissett to play poorly enough where they make the quarterback change.
But if they're winning, they're not going to make the change, right?
What if they're winning 13-6 every week?
They're not going to make the change.
Yeah, then that's
I don't think, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he's playing that poorly and it turns into one of those things where like the defense is like, hey, we need a little bit of help here.
But they're winning.
Yeah. Well, but what if the offensive line is like, okay. Like Brissett is throwing picks. But Brissett's not getting killed.
Yeah, trust me, I will be pounding the table for Drake May.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If they're asking me what they'll do, they won't make. If they're winning games, they won't make the switch.
Yeah, that's brutal. So he's got like a 10 quarterback rating. They're trotting him out every week.
So are you rooting for him to throw 3 picks and get smoke week one, so Drake May can get in there?
Dill
week
Pickles
two?
In the chat says you want them to win 2-0 every week until Drake May plays. They went out of safety. The offense scores no points, but they win. Yeah, it's a tough thing to have happen.
You know, do you want them to go like 2-2 and just survive that first month and then hand off to Drake May? I still don't think 2-2 is enough for the team to want to make a transition. I'd imagine 2-2, they're happy with that, and Brissett's the starter now for a while.
You'd have to be thrilled with 2-2.
Yeah.
I think based on the roster and
if you're the team, you are, but as a fan, are you thrilled with the 2-2 start?
I'm saying the team. Yeah. Like if you're Mayo and Wolf, you're like, holy smokes, we have half the wins from last year
in
the first month?
Right.
I don't think it's happening, but yeah, you can wish for things.
So what do you root for as a fan? Like I can answer my own question. I'm rooting for Brissett to go out, not get injured,
no.
But to go out there and throw.
What if the trainer hurts him like Tyrod Taylor, Justin Herbert? Are you rooting for that?
Then fine.
No.
But
obviously we're not psychopaths. We're not rooting for him to get hurt, but you're rooting for like what is going to trigger the QB change.
And man, you know, maybe beat up a little bit, you know, like that, like it's, you look at it and they're getting to him a little bit. He's a little bit rattled. Couple of picks. I'll be rooting for him to get bench week one.
What if
I'm rooting for him to go out and do exactly what we talked about with Josh Allen earlier
this
week.
What about this? Would they win week one?
Yeah.
Right? That's as a fan, you want them to win every game.
Already out.
Hold on. Week two, they're like, Brissett's obviously the guy,
mm-hmm.
So the stadium's not really full. And Robert Kraft says, it's the opener. We can't fill the opener. We're 1-0. We just beat the Bengals. We can't go. So then he would have to speed up the change in quarterback. We both agree that Jerod Mayo...
Yeah, he has to pressure it.
Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if Robert Kraft goes like, hey, guys, let's have another meeting where what I say goes, and I kind of want people interested in this team, so let's go with the better quarterback and also the future quarterback, that's what you need. You need something to irritate Robert, and that would be, I think wins and losses would bug him, but so would not the stadium not being full.
Right, but then do you think they're going to go to Drake May on a short week going into the Jets? No.
No.
And they're not going to start him against the 49ers. So I think if you want Drake May early... And maybe you're fine with week 5 or week 6. You can let us know. 617-779-7937. What are you rooting for now that Jacoby Brissett is the starter? Do you want him to play well? Do you want them to win? Do you want him to play horrifically so May gets in there? The only chance Drake May is playing the first month, outside of injury to Brissett, which we're not rooting for, the only way he gets in there the first month is if Brissett is so bad week 1 they get him in against Seattle. It's the only place now that makes sense. Jets on a short week doesn't make sense. 49ers for your first start doesn't make sense. Until you get to weeks 5 and 6, the Dolphins and the Texans, or you get to the bye week later on in the year, week 2 is your opportunity. So what am I rooting for? Brissett to go out and stink. Couple of picks. Doesn't make it through the first week, meaning like he gets benched. And it's exactly how it went with Nathan Peterman and Josh Allen. That's now officially what I'm, as a Patriots fan, that's what I'm rooting for. Disaster, clown show, mess. May gets in there, and he starts week 2 against Seattle.
Yeah, so you know what? So at least because as a fan, it's just a weird spot to be in. We dealt with it last year, right? Like, you're rooting for Chad Ryland to miss that kick against Denver, and he somehow makes it. Right. And you're like, you're going to screw him there. So you have to do what's best for the team long term. Like, if you almost feel like you're a GM as a fan watching the team. And so at least in that scenario where you just want them to get the doors blown off them against Cincinnati, that's a one-off. So it's not like you're rooting against them week in and week out. Right. It's not like 70. But if it looks
fight
so
the
bad,
bullet one game.
Yeah, but here's the other part. If the reason why Brissett is starting over May is specifically because the offensive line is so bad and they feel like it's just like he can't have any success with that, you need them to get smoked, but not because they're lining up improperly up front. They are, you know, if Jacoby Brissett gets sacked seven times and they lose 31-0, guess what? He's still back for
week 2.
Right,
it needs to be about Brissett's poor play, not the O-line.
He needs to fumble and throw picks, and, you know, the offense doesn't move the ball, but not because, you know, it's just Ole offensive line turnstiles. You know, that would be a key difference.
No, that's fair. So you can jump in on this. What are you rooting for? It's Brissett now. So now what? Yeah, you need to root for something. You need to root against something. When's the spot for Drake May? When's the right spot? Yeah. I like week 2. I think week 2 is still in play, but if it's not week 2, you're not going to see him until much later in the season. You're not going to see him the first month, barring injuries. You can jump in on that, 617-779-7937. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, one way to follow Jones and Keefe. You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Quickly before we hit trending, this is a story that is local. It's worth discussing, and it's horrific. The passing of Johnny Gaudreau, him and his younger brother, he's 31. His brother was 29. They were in a biking accident the day before their sister's wedding. They were supposed to be going to their sister's wedding.
Horrible.
And they both passed away in a biking accident on the eve of their sister's wedding. He played here, if you're unfamiliar with Johnny Gaudreau. We actually discussed him earlier in the week. Because of who he's represented by. When we were talking about Jeremy Swayman,
yep.
He played college hockey here at BC, mm-hmm. Johnny Hockey, and it's a horrific, horrific story.
Yeah, and it sounds like this is a case where the driver at least is suspected of being under the influence of alcohol, and he's going to be charged with 2 counts of death by auto. So it was a drunk driving at 8:19 p.m., and so Johnny and his brother Matthew were on... what do they call them? Pedal cycle? It's not like a bicycle, I don't think, right? It was like something similar to that.
Okay.
But either way, they were on the road, and I guess the driver was kind of swerving around other vehicles and then struck them. And so, yeah, you wake up this morning, or at least that I did. I woke up this morning to see that, and it's just, it's a horrific, sad story. And then you add into the detail about his sister's wedding, and you're like, oh, my God.
I have no idea what the family plans are, but that, you know, you have to alter that. That's going to be associated with this forever and ever. So that is a horrible, horrible situation. And I know there's a lot of BC sports fans out there,
definitely.
BC hockey fans out there who have a connection to Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew. So awful story there.
The Patriots are going to have to be historically disciplined to give Drake May a full redshirt year. And this is part of where I think Atlanta's at a little bit of an advantage with the way they're set up, where there's going to be no pressure for them to play Michael Penix because Kirk Cousins is there. What generally happens in these situations is you have like a bridge guy, which is what Jacoby Brissett is, and then you get 6, 8, 10 games in, and it's clear to everybody, including the locker room, that the rookie probably gives you the best chance in the short term.
It's an interesting point by Albert Breer. Are the Patriots going to have the discipline to keep Drake May benched? I don't think so either.
No, and I think they won't for a number of reasons, because there are so many people involved in this decision, and there's also still the guy at the very top that can make any decision that he wants. Talking about Robert Kraft, and even Jonathan Kraft, like those guys, if they say enough is enough, if they hear the crowd booing the offense for multiple weeks.
But part of the discipline is them, right? Part of the discipline is ownership, not just football ops. Yeah.
And so I would say no. I would say they drafted Drake May 3.
Same.
That was the most excitement around this team since Tom Brady's last game. I mean, I guess you could go back and maybe there was a moment in time where Mac Jones' rookie year in 2021.
Oh, when they were like record. 7-3
right,
or something like that.
So maybe I take it back. Maybe
how about when Zappe came in against the Bears and lit it up for like a half?
That was thrilling.
That was brief, but that was a nice moment.
That was a nice moment. But in the back of your mind, my mind, everybody's mind, it was like, this is nice for now. Like Bailey, you know what I mean?
I think in the back of my mind, I was like, it's the next Brady.
Okay. Well, never mind. I'll speak for myself then. That's what I should stick to doing.
I was like, wait a minute. They've done it again.
Dude did throw for like 6,000 yards in a season or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
So he knows what he's doing, the Zapster. But no, I mean, I think they're not going to. And you can look at the history of the NFL. There have been a lot of bad teams. There's been a lot of first-round pick quarterbacks. Those guys play. Especially that combination.
Yeah.
You get picked high because the team was bad the year before, and then they're not going to just trot out a bad quarterback or a journeyman or whoever the replacement starter is all year. I mean, Kirk Cousins sitting or playing in front of Michael Penix, okay, that's sort of a unique one for this draft class. You look back at the last several, or you can go back as far as you want. Take 20 years of it. What top five picks sat all year with a journeyman in front of him and the team losing games every week?
Top five didn't happen. We left it out of that clip there, but when I was listening to it live, I didn't think it was super pertinent, but he mentioned Locker. Locker was a high pick that sat, I don't know, it was behind a journeyman.
Jake Locker.
But that was the Christian Ponder, Cam Newton, that draft.
That was a rough draft.
It was like four quarterbacks went high. Newton was great. Yep. The other guys stunk. But Hoyer sat. I'm sorry, not Hoyer. Locker sat
behind Matt Hasselbeck.
It's not a journeyman anyways.
Hasselbeck, not terrible. And so that was what, the 2011 Tennessee Titans, who went 9-7.
I don't remember Matt Hasselbeck in Tennessee.
I guess so.
But so people are like, Jordan Love sat. Well, yeah, he was the 25th pick or whatever.
But also,
that's a lot different than three, and he was behind Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think this Patriots team is going to go 9-7?
No, of course
not. Or
10-7?
So Tennessee was actually a decent enough team. You know, did they make the playoffs? No, I don't think so. But still, they were 9-7, so they were in the mix.
But Locker, by the way, is another one to back pocket for me. I had forgotten about him. Locker, Lance,
he sucked.
Johnny Football, those are guys who sat,
but
they were managed and didn't work out.
He did play in five games, and he threw four touchdowns, so it wasn't like just kneel downs. He didn't start,
okay,
but he actually played. He didn't have a full red shirt, as it were.
So he eventually got in there. So maybe that's why I missed him in my research. So bad reference by you there, Bert.
No, but I think I hear it. I say, all right, that's a pretty good one, but it's also a 9-win team. So, they didn't get off to an 0-5 start.
Well,
they actually got off to a 3-2 start, and then, they were above 500. I don't know. It's not a bad team.
You have his page in front of you? Where
Walker?
Where was he drafted? Top 10?
Yeah, he was a super high pick. He was the 8th pick.
Okay, so that to me is more comparable to Drake May than Jordan Love.
Yeah, but Jordan Love also went to a wagon of a team with a Hall of Fame quarterback.
But here's what I'm saying.
Oh,
If you're taking a guy at 25, that's a lot different than taking a guy in the top 10. There's going to be more pressure on the guy in the top 10, regardless of how your team's doing.
Yeah.
And I do get what you're saying. A better team isn't going to have the urgency. If you're winning games, you don't need to do the transition. Case in point, what are you rooting for with the Patriots? But for all we hear about Jordan Love, and even Mahomes to a degree, they move way up to go get him at 10, but that was a good team that would have been drafting in the 20s if they didn't move
playoff
up.
Team.
There's a little less urgency to go to those guys. Real quick, one text at 37937. Because this is the kind of show that I think will address this question, and we'll really get to the bottom of it, Keith. It's a good question for Jones and Keith here on WEEI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are the Patriots going to be the team in fantasy this year that you're always streaming your defense against?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're looking to stream defense.
Carolina. New England.
You want to stream
the Giants.
Yeah. I hate to say it. Broncos.
No.
Yes.
Bo Nix. You're going to dare stream against Bo Nix?
I am.
Oh, do it at your own peril,
I
sir.
I will. So, short answer, are the Patriots going to be the team that you're streaming defenses against?
Yeah.
Yes.
You damn right.
Absolutely.
Damn right. Now,
except in my league where we got rid of defense and kickers. But
you
in a
did?
League where you,
Oh, wow.
I was very against it.
Yeah, that was not really fantasy football anymore now, is it?
Keith, despite the lineup change here, change to me is I am not a fan of change
that's
typically.
Wild.
I was very against it. No double flex, no defense, no kicker. It's great.
No kicker, no defense.
That's living right there.
That's a whole different game. What do you guys call it? There's going to be another name for it. That's not fantasy football.
That's living. But if we had defenses, yeah. I would be a week ahead looking at who the Patriots were playing and pouncing on that defense.
I was going to say, even when Drake May eventually gets in there, you'd probably do it. But certainly now, there's no running threat. There's going to be, they're not going to score
gonna
a lot of points.
You're going to get 18 sacks a game because Brissett takes a million of them and the Patriots offensive line can't protect.
Be good for at least a turnover a game.
They're going to score 10 points a week.
Pick six, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, get, is the Bengals defense owned in your league? Go get them.
Grab them.
That's what I would say.
Scoop them up.
So what are you rooting for here now that it's Jacoby Brissett? Are you rooting for the Patriots to win week one? Are you rooting for Brissett to throw two picks and go to Drake May? Are you rooting for Brissett to keep it afloat for a month? Like, what are you actually rooting for now that we know who the starting quarterback is? 617-779-7937. And Keith asked the question earlier. We'll add this as well. Is there anything Drake May could do to win that job in the offseason? We both feel like, no, there was nothing he could have done. Jeff is in the car. Get us started today, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on your show. Off to a great start.
Thank you.
So just want to make sure I'm hearing this right. So one of the arguments is that the offensive line is so bad that they don't want to get Drake May hurt. Is that correct?
That is one we hear often,
Not from Jones or I, but we have heard that plenty of times.
Yes.
Okay, so how would you feel if you were Jacoby Brissett and you wake up in the morning and you think, wow, they don't want to get that guy destroyed, but they're willing to throw me out there like fresh meat?
Correct.
That didn't make any sense, because then if you get Brissett hurt and he's already been hurt once, what are you going to do? Hold Drake May back and put Joe Milton in because he can take the shots? Like, it just, the argument doesn't hold any water.
No, it doesn't. That's been my thought all along, is if that's what you're so afraid of, is the offensive line is so bad, what do you give Jacoby Brissett? A game? A quarter? Three games?
How many series has he played? Four in the preseason? Did he go 2-1-1?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Or is it 1-2-1?
Something like that. I think he's played four series. He already got hurt. So, like, you expect him to survive week one?
I don't. And also, they didn't go against starters most of those games.
Bingo. No, any of the they haven't gone against or any maybe, defensive maybe starters, yet. I don't think. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's then what? And we talked about they got rid of Bailey Zappe. And the reason why I thought that was even significant was, all right, so if Brissett does go down, like, you're going with Drake May, a guy that you wouldn't put out there. But now you'll go to him due to injury. And maybe one of the main reasons why he's out there to begin with is because you think he's going to get hurt.
Right. And then,
so you're anticipating the quarterback getting hurt, but he's the next man up.
Would you have any interest in a veteran quarterback? Tannehill is a name that's been brought. Phil Perry has brought this name up a bunch. There's a connection with, is it Van Pelt or Wolf? I forget which. But there's a connection to Tannehill. Would you be a fan of something like that?
No, I personally wouldn't be. Like, I want Drake May to play. But if they don't, then yes. Like, you should try to find a guy that's as good, or maybe, who knows, maybe you're a little bit better than Brissett. If that's your plan, execute that plan to the best of your ability. And not, oh my God, how could we see this coming? Jacoby Brissett's hurt in the third quarter. Now it's Drake May the rest of the time, and the offensive line can't line up properly, and they can't block anybody.
I did like the conspiracy theory we got on the text line the other day, a Keyspiracy.
Yes.
That said something along the lines of, we know Brissett's going to get hurt, May's going to get rushed in there, and now it's hands off. Like, we didn't want him. That wasn't our plan. We didn't want him in there. Brissett got hurt. But the counterpoint would be exactly what we just talked about. Well, then why didn't you have a veteran behind Brissett on your depth chart? Our buddy Jonathan is in Randolph. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. You were just touching on quarterbacks that sat. I mean, how could you forget when Johnny Unitas sat in 1956? Because that's totally relevant to today's NFL.
But, Jonathan, I feel like I know what you're referencing here, and you do hear this a lot from the people who go back, oh, all the greatest quarterbacks sat. Well, yeah, most of them were at bare minimum 15, 20 years ago. Never mind shoehorning in Staubach and Johnny U. Yeah, exactly.
But I think we all remember those days. But with Jacoby Brissett starting, okay, so I'm willing to accept that because I have no choice. But the best thing for Drake May going forward, or one of them anyway, is for the Patriots to have as good as much draft capital next year to be able to draft something to support him, whether it's tackle, receiver, I don't care. And that requires Jacoby Brissett losing. And also, if they lose on those Jacoby Brissett games and have a worse record, maybe, just maybe, I know it's a big assumption, maybe Kraft will spend some money in free agency next year, so it's kind of a win-win to help Drake May next year if he won't start for a while now. Better to lose now.
So you're full on.
That makes me a bad fan.
You're full on rooting for, I don't think it makes you a bad
no,
fan.
No,
you're full
no.
on rooting for a tank.
That's how you choose to do it, and I think,
Like for instance, let's say the Patriots they're not going to play May before the bye week, which means they'll play like four games.
The latest bye week of the year.
Right, but I'm saying. Yeah. So let's say that's their plan now.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm rooting for them to lose every game before the bye week. I'm rooting for them to lose every single game before
the
bye week.
Top three pick.
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter would be my guy. See him last night?
Oh, I saw.
I mean, he played a 1AA team, but he looked good. He looked real good. He's fast.
Better than looking bad against a 1AA team.
No, I love Travis Hunter. I would take him in a hot second. But, yeah, I mean, in many ways, it's all about 2025 for the Patriots. And everybody out there, every fan has their own way of, like, how is that team in the best place to begin 2025? Some people feel like it's sit Drake May for the whole year, try to get the team better around him. Me, you, and a lot of other people think play Drake May, see what you got in the guy, give him a chance, even if it's a bad year for him. All right, he's got a whole year of NFL experience under his belt for when we think maybe the team could start to turn around next year. But yeah, I mean, most people, almost all people actually, I think are resigned to the fact that it's about 2025 at this point.
Look, it's easy for me. If Brissett's in there, I'm rooting against the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for them to lose. I'm rooting for interceptions. If May's in there, I'll root for him. I'll root for him every single week.
Yeah.
But the Patriots are the ones making this call. I'm with Jonathan. All right, you chose Brissett. I don't get a say in that.
Yeah.
So now I'm rooting against you. How do you guys feel about it? 617-779-7937. Furthermore, Labor Day weekend, long weekend.
Woo!
A lot of time, maybe, to sit down in front of a television. What are you planning on watching on the long weekend? We'll get to that next. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. A lot of discussion about the Patriots quarterback decision. All right, it's Brissett. I don't like it. I don't think a lot of people like watching Jacoby Brissett. Maybe you're okay with managing Drake May. But now that he's QB1, what are you rooting for? And are you now wanting to see the Patriots win games? Are you wanting to see them lose games so May can get in there? How do you feel about that? You can jump in again on the phone, 617-779-7937. We'll get to Brandon Ayuk. His contract extension with the Niners means he won't be a Patriot anytime soon.
He will not be, although he used the Patriots.
He used them quite well. That's a good point.
Yeah, hopefully the Patriots got something out of that deal.
So we'll get to that coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. But in the meantime, with the long weekend, good time to discuss what we're watching. Some TV recommendations.
What is on there? The summer stuff coming to an end, the fall stuff coming out. But Lanny, you were telling me something kind of out of nowhere came out on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet. It's a new special that I got to get my eyes on.
The new Sandler stand-up came out on, it was so random. Might have been, what's today? Today's Friday, so I think I want to say it was Tuesday or Wednesday. It was just like a random day that I was like, well, I mean, I saw that it was coming out.
Yeah.
But it just felt like it was the 27th, so it was Tuesday, which seemed
very strange.
Random Tuesday drop. Netflix
is
weird.
Tuesday was, you know, new CD day at Newbury Comics for 100 years.
That's a good point.
But I didn't know that carried over to Netflix.
Yep. New Limp Bizkit's out.
They're bringing it back. Yeah.
You got to get down there.
Tuesdays at Newbury Comics were the best because the top 20 CDs were always
$11,
maybe $12. Oh, yeah.
The big 1088 sticker in fluorescent pink.
Oh,
and they'd,
awesome.
They'd lay them right out in order. Yeah. That was nice.
Tuesdays at Newbury Comics was something else. But yeah, so I watched the Sandler special the next night. So I watched it Wednesday night. Really good. About an hour 20, if that.
Whoa.
But perfect combination of funny music and funny jokes.
So this is what Lanny told me when I was asking about it. The only reason this was on my radar is the Kelseys had Sandler on their podcast. And I was like,
the Kelseys are getting $100 million for their podcast.
Yeah, which, by the way, Nick, if we could line up Adam Sandler, that'd be great.
Get him on.
But
on it.
But I was like, well, what's he on there? What's he on there promoting? And it was his special. And that's exactly what Lanny said. He's like, it blends very well between the comedy, a stand-up versus music versus, and he's able to blend them nicely.
Billy, didn't you say he's on Rogan too, Adam Sandler?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Might have been a week or so ago. He did an episode of Rogan. So if you got, 2.5 hours, it's definitely worth it though, because it's pretty awesome, especially being in this area because both of them came up in comedy in Boston, in New England. So hearing them talk about all the old clubs in this area that they played and all the old names of the people that were in this area was a very good interview. It was a quick 2.5 hours.
Well, it's a long weekend, so people like, you got 2.5 hours.
You might be driving somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe give that a rip after you've exhausted the Jones and Keefe catalog.
Well, right,
you've ripped through that.
Yeah. It's on Apple Podcasts,
forever.
Odyssey app. I mean, once you've listened to all of that,
subscribe.
Yeah. Well, definitely subscribe.
Pound that like button.
Smash that like button.
Smash it. Yeah.
Smash it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's only so much you can do, so you might need something else,
So I'm finishing up a show called Evil. It premiered on CBS. They moved it to Paramount Plus. You're like, who has Paramount Plus? It's like, well, I do.
I have it.
Or my sister-in-law does. But don't worry, it's not about who has Paramount Plus account.
No.
That's not what this is about.
Oh, no, the feds are coming
They're
after your
me.
Sister-in-law.
They're
on Netflix. He's fine.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, so anyway, it's a show that just wrapped up. I think it's the season finale. I'm not there yet, so I was playing a little bit of catch-up. But it's a show about people determining whether or not someone needs an exorcism.
Okay.
So it's like, it's a kind of like a procedural, like it started on CBS. So it sort of had like a little bit of a formula of like, are they do this, they do this, and they do this. But it's about like these demons. It's about demons and exorcisms. And not all the people that are like on the committee to see if you need an exorcism even believe in that. It's pretty fascinating.
I feel like if you're,
it's good.
I feel like if you're unsure,
yeah,
you probably don't need what I feel like
if
I would
you're
know,
asking that question.
I feel like I would know. Oh, you're saying if you're even asking, you probably need the exorcism.
Like, I think I need an exorcism. It's like, well,
what's the harm in an exorcism? Like just to really be sure, what's the harm in it?
Burned with the holy water, I
yeah,
think.
But like, yeah, but then if you're,
it could just be good for the soul.
Well, if there's nothing, if there's no demon in there,
yeah,
the holy water's not going to burn, right? So like what's the downside? And and then if I did wind up needing an exorcism, I get burned a little bit, but
that's true.
Demon gone.
But I mean, not all demons might be, I mean, the name sounds evil, but there might be
good demons.
Are there good demons?
Right.
Is that true?
Right. I might have like a lazy,
the show's called Evil.
I might have a lazy, hungry demon living in me. You know what I mean? Like the only thing it's hurting is my health. And
that might be more of a ghoul.
Yeah, well, okay, there you go.
That might not be a demon.
It could be a ghoul.
That's a slimer.
Yeah.
Just a mouthful of hot dogs living inside me.
He's just eating pizza and dogs. Like, he's not really bothering anybody.
Yeah, still possessed, but you know, not in an evil way.
It's the undead.
No, it's when you're able to make that reference in Hammer at Home, a slimer.
It's a slimer.
It's really not so bad.
It's a classic slimer. That's what he's dealing with right now. Yeah, no, the show's good. Unfortunately, this season hasn't been as strong, but I haven't seen the finale yet, so I'm wondering how they're going to do it. The guy who played Luke Cage in the Netflix series, he's like the main character in this. And it's also one of the correspondents, I forget his name, from Daily Show is also in it.
Not Jordan Klepper.
It's not Jordan
Klepper. Oh, I like Jordan Klepper.
Yeah, no, it's not Jordan Klepper. You'd recognize him, though.
Okay.
I forget his name, but you'd recognize him. He's pretty good. So I got that in the hopper. We just talked about last night. It's not out yet, unfortunately, but that Vince McMahon documentary.
Oh, yes.
Netflix is like pumping out these documentaries. I'm going to talk about Tatum's coming up in a little bit, but the Vince McMahon one, I think, is going to be pretty interesting. Although Billy put a little bit of water on it when he said WWE has a relationship with Netflix,
yeah,
and they're getting Monday Night Raw next year. So
they're
like,
going to go a little soft.
Although it is a new sheriff in town. Like, Vince doesn't run it anymore. So it's not like they need to, like, they could maybe still go after him. I mean, I'm going to watch it either way. Like, we'll see.
Yeah, you watch it and then be like, oh, I hated it.
Yeah, that was a piece of
garbage.
Yeah, that's the name of the game. You got anything? I know these reality shows.
So it's obvious. I'm a reality guy. Number one, and I'm a little behind on it, but there is Challenge 40. 40th season of the challenge.
How many episodes is that? Because I'll rip that.
25?
Wait, already?
We're like two or three episodes.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can easily
very, very
catch up.
Much.
So maybe that's
new.
What I'll do.
Challenge 40, get
Bananas
in on
it. On that?
Bananas is
CT?
On it.
CT?
CT's on it.
Sold. Wes?
Wes is not on it.
No, I like when Wes is on there.
So they did it. So they have Aaron. It's
Amanda?
They have Challenger. Amanda briefly is on it. Yes.
Oh, spoiler.
Sorry for the spoiler there, but Amanda.
Come on.
Amanda, one of my all-time favorites, actually.
Amanda's great.
But so they do eras. So, like, CT is on the original era with, like, Darrell, Derek, Anissa.
Derek.
Second era is,
Cara
like,
Maria?
Cara Maria is, I believe, in the Bananas era.
Okay.
Laurel. Strong women.
That's a good team.
In that second era, strong
that's like
women.
That's like the Maya Rudolph, Rachel Dratch, Anna Gasteyer, Shannon. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, like, whoa.
Real powerhouse. Yep. Tier three, I'm blanking on who's on there. Maybe Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. He's probably the greatest challenger of all time.
He's not. Jordan
How have they been doing this without Road Rules and Real World? No,
Jordan's unreal. What
so
do you mean?
They've, so hold like, on. Like, put a pin in the Jordan
Sorry,
thing.
I don't mean to cut you off.
No,
but
no.
Like,
it's, so they've
I was
stopped.
Into it early seasons.
So they've stopped.
There's none of those shows anymore, which they would pluck from.
They've added other shows.
Big Brother.
There's a show called Are You the One?
Survivor. You the One?
Okay, so it's just all kind of competition reality shows. It's not necessarily just MTV.
Other CBS MTV shows, yes.
And they've also gone all over the globe. Like, they like brought in a whole crop of like guys from London, guys and gals
Brits.
From London,
yeah.
Australia,
some Aussies,
like all over the place, and they're
some
all
Kiwis,
like, they're
some Aussies,
they're on different weird shows that I've never heard of.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
throw them in there, and it's not bad.
Yeah,
they also did well. Cara Maria was actually on like what they called the Fresh Meat, which was just like people trying out specifically for that show.
Yeah, she was Fresh Meat too,
one or two. Yeah,
yeah, she might have been Fresh Meat too. But no,
but Jordan's not the best. You think he's better than CT Bananas?
Well, he hasn't won as much as CT and Bananas.
Okay, that's a pretty good indication of who's better at
it. But he also came in tier three, I just told you, versus the other two have been on the show forever. And Bananas is great.
Babe Ruth's still the greatest player of all time.
CT is great. But I'm just telling you, I think Jordan's got some more titles in his future. Jordan's dominant.
What about the Miz?
He does it with one hand. Ooh, and Miz not on it.
Well, no, Jordan's impressive.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
He's doing all the same stuff everybody else is doing with one hand. I mean, that's incredible.
Jordan dominant. I think most basic people who barely even watch a challenge like you would say CT or bananas.
I've watched every episode.
Well, not this season. But I'm
saving it up so I can rip through it.
But the good debate
binge style.
The good debate is the greatest woman of all time on that show, the most dominant woman.
Well, Cara Maria gets a lot of credit. She's probably been on the most.
Cara Maria,
Laurel,
Evelyn, Paula won twice.
Emily?
Emily's on this season. Emily only won once. She won on Champs versus Pros as well.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
Camilla, no longer allowed on the program.
Camilla's good for a meltdown. Her and Nani are good for a meltdown every once in a while.
Camilla won twice. Look it up.
Who's her partner?
I don't believe
one of them bananas?
One of them was bananas.
Correct.
Yes.
She won
the other one individually.
Yeah, all right. So you get points for that.
Yeah.
You get big points
nice.
For that.
So anyway, that's actually, I'm actually behind on that, but I like that show very much. Big Brother, spoiler alert, someone local went home last night, which is very rough if you're not caught up.
When's Traders 3 come back?
Oh,
I love Traders. We should do a whole thing on Traders. We should do a dark podcast on Traders.
Traders in. Yeah. Traders was great. Traders 2. I didn't watch the first one. Traders 2
Neither did I. The second one was so good, I was completely sold. Although the cast for the third one has no real world people in it. That's what got me in on the season 2.
Yeah, same. So who's on it? Wasn't the first season of Traders, it was like some just like Joe Schmoes? It wasn't even like reality TV people.
It was mixed because there were Survivor people that were on it.
Right.
So like Survivor, Big Brother, maybe some randoms.
Right. Yeah, it was also from like Lou down the street. It wasn't like people who were like from a show. It was just like random people.
I mean, good for him. I mean, I would kill to be on one of those shows. Absolutely kill to be on one of those shows. Not now. Now I can't even move. If they're like, hey, we got to run a mile. I'd be like, a mile?
Yeah.
We have to run it?
Yeah, I'm real out.
I got a car.
Angela had to walk 8 miles in 12 hours the other night on Big Brother. She was dying. And so, Big Brother is the real thing that
you
I'm
like
watching.
That one?
It's maybe the greatest reality show of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Survivor. People love Survivor. I'm not a Survivor guy. And I would maybe even bend the knee to Survivor.
They're both
probably the original,
strong, right? Like for 20 years.
Big Brother's great.
Yeah.
Big Brother's great.
There
all right, but challenge. I'm going to have to sell you on Jordan more.
Yeah, for sure.
617-779-7937. That is what we're watching. Nick, you got anything you're watching, Ashley?
Outside of college football, I do need to see
the new
episode of Only Murderers in the Building came out this week. Season 1 through 3 I really liked, so I'm hoping this season's pretty good.
So I didn't finish season 3. I liked 1 a lot, 2 I liked less, and then I bailed on 3. Would you recommend going back on that?
I would recommend. The last 3 episodes of season 3 were pretty good.
Okay. So watch season 1.
Yeah, that'd be my recommendation.
Season 1 and then pull that ripcord.
But I did see they just came out with 4 or however many episodes. So,
okay.
All right, there you go.
Nice. What we're watching on the long weekend. College football is a good one, by the way, as that's back. We'll discuss that later on in the program. We'll get to Brandon Ayuk as well. Sticking with the Niners, were the Patriots ever really in? We'll get to it next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.